Come on, Deborah, you finna start.
We're gonna start in Revelation. We're gonna start in verse 10, because I want to get somewhere.
Chapter 1, verse 10.
Verse 1, verse 10, because I want to get
somewhere. 1, verse 10. Chapter 1.
We'll back up later.
You said chapter 1, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am. We'll back up later, because there's so much good information here. But John says, I was in spirit realm on the Lord's day.
Yes.
And I heard behind me a loud voice sounding like a trumpet.
Woo!
Saying,
you hear the trumpet.
Hi-ya!
Hey, that's three things.
Write a book, what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And when I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, I saw seven golden lampstands. Mm. And walking among the lampstands, I saw one like the Son of a Man.
Jesus.
Wearing a full-length robe with a golden sash over his chest. His head and his hair was white like wool, white as glistening snow.
Jesus.
And his eyes were a flame of fire.
Jesus.
His feet were gleaming like bright metal, as though they were glowing in fire.
Papa.
And his voice was like the roar of many rushing waters.
Amen.
In his right hand he had seven stars. Out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword.
Woo, the
and
word.
His face was Jesus. Shining like the brightness of the blinding sun. That says love on his face, very bright.
Amen.
And when I saw him, I fell down at his feet as good as dead. But he laid his right hand on me.
Jesus.
And I heard his reassuring voice saying, don't yield to fear. I'm the beginning. I'm the end. I'm the living one. I was dead. But now look, I'm alive forever and ever. I hold the keys that unlock death and the unseen world. Now I want you to write what you've seen, what is, what will be after these things that I reveal to you. That's what I'm driving at. The mystery of the lampstand and the seven stars is this. The seven lampstands are the seven churches. And the seven stars in my right hand are the seven messengers of the seven churches.
Jesus.
You know, how many of y'all guys can look at a cross? You know, I love looking at a cross and it just preach a thousand messages to you. You know, I don't know if y'all like that, but we're going to look at this seven golden lampstands, and there is so much here.
Jesus.
That the church, but there's so much here. But we're going to start in, you know, Proverbs tells us everything begins with wisdom.
Yes.
Isaiah chapter 11 gives us, if you want to write Isaiah 11 on there, that it gives us a inline how it starts. The spirit of wisdom, I want you to write number one over the spirit of wisdom there or whatever. Number two is understanding. Three is the spirit of counsel. Four is the spirit of might. Five is the spirit of knowledge. Y'all need pencils and pens.
Yeah, they need some pen.
Six is the fear of the Lord. And seventh, the seventh.
Wait a minute. Six is the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
Okay.
And the seventh is the spirit of the Lord.
So the spirit of the fear of the Lord is six, and the spirit of the Lord is seven.
The spirit of the Lord is seven, and everything
comes. Start all back over again.
One is wisdom. Yeah, okay. If y'all want to put one over wisdom.
Okay.
Two is understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Three is counsel. Spirit of might is four. Knowledge is the fifth. Spirit of fear of the Lord is sixth, and the spirit of the Lord is seventh, and fear of the Lord is sixth. Okay. Everybody got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And everything comes from the Spirit of the Lord. The seventh, everything flows from the Spirit of the Lord. Okay, the book of James.
That's good. That's good.
The book of James.
Did y'all hear what he said? Mm-hmm. Did y'all understand? Everything flows from the Spirit of the Lord.
The Lord has showed me, and I'm going to try to get to this, but everything in the script, or there's a, seems like there's a flow, and I'm going to show you something as we go along. There's a divine flow in this order. Mm-hmm. In this order, there's a divine flow from the creation of earth, mm-hmm, to him speaking to the churches, uh-huh, to the prayers of Paul, to the book of Acts, yeah, him picking the seventh, Stephen, and all like that. There's a divine flow, and this shows us the work of the Holy Spirit, not only beginning and creating the earth, speaking to churches, mm-hmm, but he's working in us.
Yeah.
He's working, ooh, in us. And it begins with wisdom. You know, James says, aren't you right, if you will, write the book of James by wisdom.
Okay.
You know, the book of James says in verse 1 and 5, he says, if any man lacks wisdom, mm-hmm, ask of the Lord. Mm-hmm. If I will read out, if anyone longs to be wise, ask God for wisdom, and he will give it. Mm-hmm. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace.
Yes.
What so, version is that?
Hallelujah.
This Passion. Is out of the Passion.
That's beautiful. Wasn't that beautiful statement?
It is.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Beautiful.
But I want to tell you from a personal standpoint that I didn't ask God for wisdom until a few years ago. You know, I've been saved, talking in tongues for 30 years plus, mm-hmm, but I never asked God for wisdom. So I asked him for it, and he began to show me some things.
Jesus!
Let's go to, you know, Proverbs tells us the first thing is wisdom, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to creation and Genesis chapter 1 and 3.
Genesis 1 and 3.
It says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Okay, the evening. Okay, let's go to the church, the first church that he spoke to in the book of Revelation.
Okay.
That would be chapter 2 and verse 1. Okay. When God created this light that went forth, I was watching a program not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And this Dr. Hugh Ross, through telescopes and all now, he's this astrophysicist, that they can look all the way back to just like less than a second before creation.
Right.
And this, they look back 13, I think it was 13 billion years into the past by taking the temperatures of stars and measuring the distance. And I'm telling you, these are smart folks. So, okay.
And where did they get their smartness from?
Yeah.
Come on.
Everything comes from this one. That's how that's all born.
All right.
Born again because of the divine order. Him being a scientist, he's seen the divine order in Genesis, and he knew, hey, this is it. This is right. So anyway, when God spoke, and said, "Let there be light."
Uh-huh.
Hugh Ross says it took 330,000 years plus for this light to cool down, for the atoms to even come together and begin forming things. I can tell this by looking through the telescopes. But that tells me how bright that light was, mm-hmm. and the wisdom of that light. And that light is Christ.
It's perfect.
Christ is our light. Christ, you know, Christ is our light.
Amen.
You know, Colossians tells Christ is our wisdom.
Yes.
And
yes.
In that creation there, that wisdom was the light of Christ. Okay, let's go to the church here. The first church, he says, "Unto the angel church of Ephesus, write these things, saith he that holdeth the seven stars in the right hand, and walks in the midst of the seven candlesticks. I know thy works, thy labor, mm-hmm. and thy patience,
right.
and how thou canst bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and found them liars." Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the first thing God put in the church for the perfection of the saints? Apostles. So we see a first here. Okay. And thou hast borne and hast patience for my name's sake, and hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have something against thee, because you have left your first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to thee and remove thy candlestick out of its place. Goes on, "But this thou hast, thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." Okay. I studied on what were the deeds of the Nicolaitans. They lost the preeminence of Christ, the first place mm-hmm. of Christ. They wouldn't put him first. Things
right.
come in
right.
and they don't put Christ first. Mm-hmm. That was the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Mm-hmm. That's which he hated. Okay, back to apostles. How do you tell a false apostle in the church? Number one, they don't love wisdom. And number two, they don't hate evil. How many times have we heard
and they
this
don't what now?
They don't love wisdom. A false apostle, they don't love wisdom.
Okay.
And they don't hate evil.
And they don't hate evil.
How many times have we heard Brother Thurston talk about asking the Lord things,
mm-hmm.
gathering that wisdom?
Yes.
And how many times we've heard him say that he's prayed, "Lord, help me to hate that which is evil."
Yes, yes, yes.
This man is an apostle.
Praise God.
Okay.
Amen.
We kind of see a flow here going. I'm about out of time, so I'm going to give you something real quick to show you.
But keep blowing your trumpet now. Keep it loud.
Keep showing you how the scriptures run. Remember, Stephen in the book of Acts says, and these, it's all through scriptures, and it seems like every book in the Bible, but here's an example. Stephen was a man full of
Shekiah.
Wisdom. Mm-hmm. And of the Spirit. Okay, let me read, and it says, "And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the Spirit by which he spoke." Okay.
Come on now.
Let's hear what he said to the people. I'm going to jump.
You're in
kind
Acts,
of through
right?
this, in the book of Acts, 7th chapter, 7:22, and says, "Moses," this is Stephen speaking, mm-hmm. and he says, "Moses was learned in all wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and deeds."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, jump down to verse 25. "And he supposed his brethren would have understood," would go from mm-hmm. wisdom to understanding, "but they did not." Jump down to verse 33. "And they said the Lord to him, and then said the Lord to him, put off, your shoes from your feet. That's the third one, instruction. Mm-hmm. Okay, you see it on the sheet here? The counsel of the Lord, mm-hmm. or the instruction of the Lord. The Lord says, take your shoes off your feet, jump down to 36. And he brought them out after that he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt. Mm-hmm. Go to four. Four is power. He brought them out mm-hmm. in the power mm-hmm. of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, go jump down verse 38. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spoke to him in Mount Sinai. And with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us. That was the command. That was mm-hmm. the knowledge of the Lord given. Okay? Mm-hmm. That was the knowledge of God. Check this out here. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness. See, the church ain't just the New Testament saints. Mm-hmm. This goes all the way back to, we see here Moses. Verse 42, then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heavens. All right, we come over to the fear of the Lord. Mm-hmm. They missed it there.
Mm-hmm. The fear of the Lord, what now?
They missed it there. They mm-hmm. All right?
They didn't walk in the fear of the Lord. Yeah.
Verse 44. Lord,
there's a place in Psalms that says, you're saying that he hated that they wandered with their hearts like they did with their feet.
Okay. Wow.
Verse 44, our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, and God drove them out before the face of our fathers. We found favor before God and desired to find the tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit, the Most High God dwelleth not in the temple made with hands, uh-huh. as saith the prophet, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house shall ye build me, saith the Lord? And what is the place of my rest? This rest here is where the Lord,
yes.
he's building his tabernacle in us. Who will say the church is?
Mm-hmm.
This is the church. Mm-hmm. By the Spirit of the Lord, he's building his tabernacle in us.
Yes.
But I'm out of time, but as we go along, I may kind of run through things faster time, but we'll see more and more and more. But I want to challenge y'all to this. When you read scriptures and the word wisdom pops up, look for what comes next. Understanding and counsel, and it's a flow through the whole Bible.
Wow.
From Genesis to Revelation. Let me say this. Remember the prayers that Paul prayed in Ephesians and Colossians? I pray that you get a spirit of wisdom.
And understanding.
Understanding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's all through the scriptures. It's all
Read Ephesians 3:10 in there.
That is awesome.
You've gone up, Brother Thurston, because your name's gone up.
I'm going to tell you what that scripture is. It's not in Psalms, it's in Hebrews.
Well, here's one. Ephesians 1:17.
Let me read it out of here.
Okay, read.
Oh, you read 1:17. Okay, I was saying Ephesians 3:10. Go ahead.
Okay. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
let me start here. Wherefore I also, after I heard your faith, mm-hmm. this 15, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer's going to be the center part. Mm-hmm. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give in you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of the mighty power which he wrought in Christ, that would be knowledge, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. And he goes into worship here, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And in Colossians, if you read that in chapter 1, the church, he calls it the light. Yeah. Yes. The light. Okay.
Well, that hit all of the seven.
Do 3:10.
3:10.
Uh-huh. Read it out of your...
Go ahead, Miss Farrell. Are you there?
She wants King James Version.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Ephesians 3:10.
Ephesians 3:10.
What the church is supposed to be doing. Ephesians 3:10.
And to the intent that now unto the principalities and power in heavenly places might be known by the church
the manifold wisdom of God.
If that's not a manifold right there, I mean, going from one to the other, to the other, to the other. But everything starts.
That's
with
what
the
church is supposed to be demonstrating, John, to principality, the manifold wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm. The many-sided wisdom, and we kind of stay on one part of it, don't we? The healing or the...
The manifold wisdom
the many
of God.
Manifolds mean many-sided.
I wanted to tell you what this is. Not in Psalms, it's Hebrews. It says, he was talking about the Israelites, it says, this igniting my anger with that generation. And I said about them, they wander in their hearts just like they do with their feet, and they refuse to learn my ways.
What scripture is that?
That's Hebrews 3.
The Passion.
Yeah. Hebrews 3. It's between 7 and 10.
Just read it out.
Yeah, because unfortunately, this on the phone, it does not give the actual scripture. I'll look it up. But that's where it is. They wandered with their hearts, and that's...
And that's a terrible tragedy.
That's a terrible...
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's exactly that.
Lord, let this church... I'm not just talking about this particular, I'm talking about the church as a whole.
Yes.
Demonstrate the manifold wisdom.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Boy, when I learned about that manifold wisdom of God.
That's been
See,
my
the word of God.
That's been my desire for so long. Since
the word of God is the wisdom of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And the manifold wisdom of God, it puts you into... Go ahead, Rob.
You know, the Lord had me doing something, and it's going to continue in this class. But he showed me some things that the enemy was his strategy. When the apostles first began their ministry, uh-huh, after the Holy Ghost came upon them, they started with prayer, and they went out from that. They went in. They knew to do what Jesus did. They knew to follow God. They knew to go to the Father and get orders, instructions, missions. Because wherever there's covenant, there's authority.
Where there's covenant, there's what?
Wherever there's covenant, there's authority.
There's authority. Wherever there's covenant, there is authority.
When God gives you...
Blow your trumpet. You got something to say. Blow it.
And the power to wield it. You can have authority, but you need the power and know how to use the power to wield that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It all comes from his presence.
Amen.
This is what Jesus did before them for 3.5 years.
Yes.
This is how they turn the church this is how they turn the world upside down. This is the same way we do it. It's no different. Same format.
Uh-huh.
Wherever there's covenant. Covenant is a life agreement. It's a life agreement. Agreement of life. And it's an agreement forever. Wherever there's covenant, there's authority.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
What I learned as the enemy troubled my life, and he did all kinds of things to trouble my life, he had a lot to work with. He knew, you know, when temptations come, to get they come to change your focus, get mm-hmm. you off track. You don't want yes. this. It's like a sales or vacuum cleaner salesman mm-hmm. put his foot in the door and mm-hmm. keep talking fast to make you want his products. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in those days, I said, Lord, and I didn't know, I wasn't skilled yet in how to, I had enough fight to resist, but I didn't have the wisdom, the understanding, the counsel. But the Lord had it for me. As long as I, see, when your faith is on, if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, God has something to work with.
Yes.
Amen.
It, over a duration of time, he taught me everything I needed to know. And this is what I desire for the church. Amen. Anybody can do this. Any blood-washed child of God can do this.
Praise the Lord.
If they will. If they'll just be relentless and seek him and ask questions. And it works. And there's a scripture that's been bugging me for decades. That's it's been, when I get to that chapter, I want to skip it. And you know that this when Jephthah went to war in chapter 11. Judges chapter 11. God had already given him the victory, but see, people don't know everything. You can have authority and lack knowledge. You can have authority and lack mm-hmm. wisdom. Well, I'm not going to read the whole chapter for time's sake. But I'll start at verse 28. He said, Howbeit, the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah, which Jephthah